So open up my eyes, tell me I'm alive. This is never gonna go our way. If I'm gonna have to guess what's on your mind,
does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Hold on. Mike 4 is not on in the studio. Monday Morning Madness back for another episode. Here you go, Catherine. Say something.
Trying to censor me.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. It is Monday, November 27th. We are back from the break. Monday Morning Madness is back.
Yes.
Woo!
We're
gonna get
weird.
It's gonna be super crazy. I'm still on mountain time, so I'm feeling a little funky.
And I haven't slept well all weekend.
This is gonna be a good episode of Monday Morning Madness for you here in the morning. Got some good stuff to talk about. I did a really bad thing over the weekend, Catherine, so I have to tell you about it.
Yes, gossip.
It was really, really bad. So it's gonna be really important.
Bad boy.
So we're gonna have a good show for you. It's going to be your regular Monday morning crap. It's really cold outside. It's actually not that bad. It's probably 35. But I heard it's not going to rain all week, according to my weather source. B of all, tomorrow and Wednesday, it's going to be in the like high 50s.
I hate it.
Do you hate it? It's going to be warm.
No, I just need a consistent temperature. My wardrobe is screaming.
Our sweater weather really isn't working, is it?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, what are we playing?
Same thing as we always do. This song is about marijuana. It's by Paul McCartney.
Whoa.
Here on WMFO in Medford. Monday Morning Madness, let's do it.
I was alone, I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Did I suddenly see you? Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Together every day. what can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you?
Thank you. Washington, D.C. And everyone on cable news is yelling at me. And there's only one place in this whole wide world I wanna go. That's down underneath the Florida sun in Mar-a-Lago. So call up the tower and tell my wife and son. Have the taxpayers fuel up my Air Force One. Put in place my press embargo. Gotta be left alone to fun and sun in Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago, I hope the ocean don't swallow. Like some say, they know it will one day. Mar-a-Lago, I hope the ocean don't swallow. Like some say, men are all telling me what to do. How am I supposed to know if any of the stuff they're saying is true? Sure, I like to get on the mic and gin up the crowd, but I'd rather be on the tee where those folks aren't allowed.
Like some folks say.
Power Lago there from Tim Heidecker's new album. Whoa, that was loud, that whole background music. Woo! Okay.
Kirch didn't give me a warning, and so I thought
just
it was like
a Jimmy Buffett.
I thought it was like Margaritaville or something that we were playing, like, you know, and wow.
No, that we're came having a good time
of,
here.
Came out of left field.
Hope the FCC and the NSA aren't listening. All right, everyone. So, Catherine, listen, I have to tell you what I did.
Yes.
I'm not proud to admit it, but on the flight back to Boston, I listened to Taylor Swift's new album.
Why? Why do you betray me this way?
I felt like I had to do it for the culture.
Okay.
I felt like I should listen.
Okay, at least one of us has.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm amazed that one person can be so wealthy and successful and still have so much resentment inside of her. She's so angry.
I sympathize. But, I don't know. My favorite thing that's been coming out or that has been in discussion is, like, her being a poster woman for, like, alt-right people.
Yeah,
I think that's such an interesting thread. And I think it's, I don't know.
It's very strange. It's very strange, too, because she talks all of the... I saw a breakdown that I think Genius did about the different themes on Taylor Swift albums. And on the other previous five or six or whatever, it's all like love and innocence and youth. And then this one, it's like revenge and sex and anger. And it's just like, Taylor, I don't need this in my life.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I'm behind.
I just don't like her. I just don't like her.
Yeah.
Girl has some good stylists, I will say. She like looks fit in a lot of stuff. But she just makes me angry.
Well, did you see that she was just finally surpassed by Beyonce as the wealthiest woman in music? Which doesn't make any sense.
My brain was just like, how? How is that possible?
Yeah, really does not seem fair.
Yeah, I have so many feelings, but none of them are radio appropriate, so.
Well, the other thing I listened to on the airplane is Purple Rain, which I had never listened to before, the full album.
Yeah, I haven't.
Super good. I think I'm gonna start getting into Prince now, so.
Good.
let's give her a listen. Yeah, I forgot this song has like a 30-second outro.
It's very soothing.
Yeah. I don't know. There was one of these songs on the vinyl version of the album that they, like, they took this funky thing that they had going on at the end and they just tracked it into the center of the vinyl so that it kind of sounded like it kept playing. Very interesting. And I really like Arcade Fire, and I'm happy for them.
Good.
They've done a lot for me in my life, and
we all have bands like that. Yeah. It's so nice that you found yours.
So anyway, I was thinking, we were talking about desserts earlier, because I
just
had
desserts.
I had two slices of pecan pie last night, and I'm making a pecan pie this afternoon.
Yum.
And I really want to try to make a pecan pie with graham cracker crust. I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but I love graham cracker crust.
I can't say definitively, but I was going to say, I don't know if we... if you were the friend I talked to, but lemon meringue pie, is that...
Oh, we didn't talk about it, but I love lemon desserts.
We should make lemon meringue pie, because we can definitely do graham cracker crust.
Yeah, like that. No, I love a good graham cracker crust.
I really want lemon meringue pie.
It was wild, though, because I ate so much over the break, and I come back, and this morning, right before I got in the shower, I weighed myself, and I was 2 pounds lighter than I was when I left.
Oh.
Which doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, that Colorado air.
I don't know. I don't know what happened, because it's not like I exercised anymore. In fact, I exercised way less than I normally do.
Well, also you have to think of like, I don't know, like sleeping, morning body.
Is that lighter?
Yeah, morning body.
Because there's no food in you?
Yeah.
But that's the best time to weigh yourself then.
Well, yeah.
Because that's how much I really weigh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, people always talk about, like, when they're putting on their cute outfits of morning skinny versus, like, end of the day
reality. Interesting.
But,
well,
yeah.
Maybe that's the answer. I just think that there's, like, some animal inside me, some parasite or something that's eating all of my food.
Hey, are we in Victorian England? Because we would self-inflict those parasites.
Did they really do that?
Yeah, they used to, like, swallow tapeworm
eggs and stuff. That's gross. Why would that work?
Well, because the tapeworm eats the food instead of you.
Yeah.
But you also kill yourself because it takes the nutrients. But, you know.
Well, you know, Catherine, beauty is pain. So.
Isn't it always?
All right. We got to do some of our PSAs. I don't know how long we're going to have to keep playing two PSAs per show. But this one we've got. Remember that Billy Bob bluegrass one? There's another one featuring Billy Bob. And I don't know what it's going to sound like. No one knows what it's going to sound like.
Be prepared
for
the
worst.
Yeah,
let's hope for the best here.
Fun, baby.
If you're a liberal defeated crat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford, because of the crack cocaine, y'all probably enjoy it.
Freeze!
So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Base.
What a morning, everyone. That wasn't too bad.
That was so funny. I don't know why that gets me.
I don't know who gets to do those, but I want to record one of those one of these days.
It was just the combination of the background music and what Billy Bob was actually telling all us plebs.
You want to read one of these PSAs after the break?
Yes.
I got to find some scary music to play in the background.
Yes.
Or some theme music. All right, so you find a PSA, I'll find some music. Oh, it can be like a fun Jimmy Fallon game.
Oh.
PSA plus music. What's it going to sound like?
Oh.
All right, kids, here's Mrs. Robinson for you.
Hey, hey, hey.
got the refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to be spending agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov.
Organdonor.gov.
Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants.
That's a long PSA.
Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO and Matt Fairtoff's Educational Radio. I don't even know how many voices existed.
That was a long PSA. You picked a big one there.
I don't know. It's an important one.
You know, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying it's pretty
important. Yeah, you know, I'm not an organ donor, but
you're not an organ donor?
No.
Catherine,
There's reasons. There's reasons.
Did you not mark your organ donor on whatever that is, your little, your fake license?
Oh, stop. I know it's just like when I did it, I was like 18 and my mom was just like, don't do that yet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, well, hey, listeners.
You heard it here first. You got to donate your organs.
Yes. 'Cause
someone might need an eyeball.
Yes, it's important.
All right, everyone. It's 7:45 in the morning. Now that I'm thinking about other people walking around with my eyeballs, it's 7:45 in the morning. I think the sun's going to maybe come out. It's not quite out yet, but it was supposed to be kind of cloudy and clear today, so I'm looking forward to it. We got a couple more songs lined up for you. Catherine's got one lined up from OK Go.
You know, I'm all about those good, like, old bands.
Yeah, I really forgot about them and their crazy music videos. They did some cool stuff back in the day.
They're so good.
Well, I guess decide for yourself, everybody. This is Oh, Lately It's So Quiet.
Said, oh, domino. basement, it didn't call.
There by Van Morrison. It's 7:52 in the morning. You're listening to Monday Morning Madness on WMFO.
Yeah, you are.
It's just about wrapping up for this week. We got to get on with our lives. You got to get on with yours.
Do we?
Do we have to? Can we just stay in here the whole week? Hey, yeah. That'd be fun. Except we need to eat at some point. And
true.
You can't eat in Studio A. It says no water, no soda, no gum. Seriously.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, I just learned that Catherine was almost royalty. We were talking about Prince, whatever his name is, getting married.
Harry. Prince Harry.
And I learned that Catherine's mom almost, you know, had a connection with the prince back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, things happen. You meet people.
And then you become royalty.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
You know,
doesn't the princess of some European country go to Tufts?
Well, yeah, there's always been that rumor. I believe it. I just don't know who it would be.
Listen, I know a lot of people on campus listen to 91.5. So if you're the princess of some European country, call into the studio.
Hey.
We're trying to get married.
Yeah.
Anyway, kiddos, it's time for us to go. We got Sympathy for the Devil lined up to take you out. Which is, of course, a classic British song, but thanks for listening.
Yeah, no, it was nice to get back into the groove.
Yeah, we got a couple more shows and then we're off for the winter, but we'll be back next semester. What is this music in the background?
No.
YouTube live
so
stream.
Dramatic, wow.
Anyway, folks, we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. You know where to find us.
Yeah.
Here on WMFO in Medford.
Stay warm.
This is
Stay Sexy.
We'll always be Monday Morning Madness, featuring Adam and Kat. And the little Mick Jagger, I guess.
Ooh.
With what's-his-face, Keith Richards, making the million woo-woos in the background of this song.
Yes.
Yeah, listen for that.
Bye, folks.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. Around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain, made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you, hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of St. Petersburg, when I saw it was a time for a change.